right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Tampa Bay's Tantalk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on Tantalk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Skirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tantalk Radio with Dawn, little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Tantalk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am. Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reiss Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Everybody that's driving today and you're out in this nice, beautiful weather, I've got, you know, we're only Floridians wear hats and flip-flops and sweaters, and we're glad that you joined. We have some amazing comics today in-house, and then we've got another show afterwards. We're so excited with James, and it's going to be called The Half Hour at 2:30.
Yeah, well...
Comedy news?
We're working on that. It's stand-up for news.
Yeah, stand-up for news. So let's
Your co-host today,
yes.
Michael Jocums.
Hey,
yes,
I'm Michael Jocums from American News Force. That's what we're calling.
American News Force is here. 2:30.
Yeah, a lot Rachel of jingoism on American News Force. A lot of jingoism.
Yes.
Who else do we got?
Last week's winner from Russo's Open Mic, Tom.
That's right.
Wise. I'll hand over to
everybody. Hey, Tom. Happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Yay. So let's start out with the winner here from the Russo's Comedy Open Mic Night. So,
did I win?
How did it feel when you won?
I didn't know that I won. I just showed up and left early.
Oh. And then you found out you won?
Apparently, yeah. James asked me if I wanted to come back this week.
Very cool. So tell everybody your social media.
It's MJ Comic on Twitter and Instagram. And then I think it's the same thing on TikTok. But TikTok has been bullying me lately. There's two things on my TikTok.
Oh, you're on TikTok Live right now.
Oh, am I? Okay, well, you listen here, you sons. Where do we draw the...
Tiger.
All right, listen, TikTok. I put up a Dune review back when that movie came out, and you guys were fine with it, even though I really went into the after the American military industrial complex. And then a couple weeks ago, I was on Tantalk Radio with Dawn Reiss, and you guys muted my video for bullying. My buddy Ryan
He's
Ford
angry.
Videotaped his own dashboard listening to me. I sounded super charming. Everybody loved it. And then TikTok muted it, but I couldn't figure out how to delete the video. So right now, that's all that's on TikTok.
Oh, no.
Yeah, don't follow me on TikTok.
Follow me on TikTok, Dawn Reiss Show. Anyways, so tell us, what made you want to be a comedian or stand-up?
I think my dad hit me until I needed attention from other people.
So have you ever gone to comedy school?
That's not a thing. Okay, if you're, I don't know, are you about to say like, hey, I went to one of those where they write 5 minutes of jokes for you and then it's, don't do those. God help you if you do those. Well, Every other comedian is making fun of you if you start out doing that.
I told you that.
Well, see, I went. Can I tell you something? I went to Pauly Shore's sister. You went to comedy school too?
Yeah, McCurdy's has a great school.
Yes, Carlos.
Yeah.
Did you go after you started or before?
I did it before I started. I did a lot of improv classes at Ruth Eckert back in 10 years ago.
Right.
And then I decided I wasn't satisfying enough for me for improv.
Right.
And then I decided to do some stand-up, and I saw that I have a friend of mine, Helen Keeney, who's a professional comic in the area, and I also worked with her at HSN. I'm also
I saw you on HSN too. Very cool.
So then I went to the McCurdy's, and I took the weekend class.
Okay, did you get to go into the McCurdy's green room? Well, they bring you onto the main stage, right? So you had to go through the green room?
We were at old McCurdy's, the one that's up on 41 or whatever it is, the original McCurdy's that was in the shopping mall.
We went
on the main stage there. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I stole a coffee mug when I was in the McCurdy's.
Yeah, Les would like to talk to you about that.
He runs the, I'm sure he's more upset that I just said all comedy schools are absolute garbage. Yeah. And the people who do them never get anything out of it. It's a great way to burn $250. If you want to start stand-up, come to Stand Up Theory Fundamentals University. That's STFU.
Can I tell you something? Okay.
Yeah.
After my divorce, of course, I went to therapy before, and then that didn't work. So I saw Pauly Shore's sister from the comedy store in LA looking for classes, you know, for comics and stand up. And actually, it helped me tremendously from turning pain and grieving into comedy.
Yeah.
So, hey, I mean, but they also had.
Did your therapist recommend that?
Actually, my therapist ran out because he was afraid of my ex husband.
Sign this
was
waiver.
On the phone?
Nobody yet.
I wanted to talk about therapy. I actually want to hear what our listeners have to say about therapy. Do you guys mind if we go to any listeners who may have thoughts on therapy? I'm buying us time while Bobby figures out the phone.
Yeah, 727-441-3000. So, like, how to get through therapy? Like, are you talking like pet therapy?
Can we see who's on the phone, Bobby?
Yeah, we have John Morgan on the line.
John Morgan.
Morgan and Morgan.
Sorry, say that again, sir.
From Morgan and Morgan.
John Morgan. Morgan and Morgan.
Okay. The lawyer?
Yeah. The lawyer. Yeah, I've done quite a bit.
Oh my God! Well, we've got an actual Hollywood connection right now,
we
folks.
Do.
Let me ask you, John. We were just talking about therapy, divorce, comedy, among other things. As a man who's probably seen some horrible things, what have your experiences in therapy been like?
Mostly fear, cowering, running out of the room, and crying in my car. But I find it helps.
I'm sorry to hear that it's been such a negative experience. Have you had any breakthroughs though?
I've recently joined an organization located out of Clearwater that markets itself as an alternative to therapy.
Does it begin with an S?
About them.
I hear there's a couple of those that are really pushed out of the Clearwater area because one particular group dominates the market share in that respect. There's a group like that that actually runs a comedy showcase out of Ybor City in Tampa.
Is that right?
It is. Ah. Yeah, it's true. I've heard some great. Any chance that you've been out there?
You know, Ybor City, there's quite a bit of personal injuries out there that I call.
Is he admitting something?
Now, to be like, you're the lawyer, I'll ask you anything that we say on the air, like, I don't know, hypothetically, a bomb threat. Now, none of that is binding legally in a court of law.
You know, I actually just looked that up. That's second degree felony.
Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna get John Morgan out of here. He's got to go have another breakthrough. Bobby, get rid of John Morgan.
So when
get
you
get rid of him.
When you're talking about therapy and running out, I think I did that one time at a dentist's office. They said, "Is she coming back?" And they went, "No, I don't think so." So, anyways, let's go over to beautiful Rachel Ray is here with us in the studio, and you performed at Russo's, and you're going back Thursday.
I am. James here has helped me get into the about said Cincinnati. What hootie? Sorry, I got family from there. I live there. Oh, it's fun stuff. But I went over to James's house this morning to pick him up, give him a ride, and. I walked in to meet his dog, and not realizing there was someone in the house, because James here didn't say there's anyone sitting in the house, let alone someone staring at the front door.
Oh, no.
And I walk in, and I'm like, "Hey, Scrappy-Dubby-Doo!" And then I see this very, very elderly person. And I'm like, "Oh, my God, ma'am, I'm so sorry. Here, what's your name?" And I got just this poopiest look you could ever get from another human being. And I was like, "You know what? I'm gonna leave the house now. Like, all right, I'm gone." So I go outside and I'm like, "James, I don't think your mom likes me." He's like, "That's my father."
Wow. You don't assume a boomer's gender nowadays. Even a boomer.
Oh, sorry.
That's so funny. That's
usually so cool. When people age terribly, it goes the other way, and you can't tell if a woman is actually a man.
He's kind of hot for old guy, old lady.
You know, there's a fish that I just found out. I was over at the Florida Aquarium over the weekend, and I actually took a picture of this, and I don't know, did you all know this here? And jump in the meantime, I got to find it here. It can go from a female to a male anytime. Have you heard about that?
It's right out of Jurassic Park.
No, I'm serious. I have it here.
I saw you were there with your grandson.
I did.
Or was that your boyfriend?
That was my grandson. Uh-huh. It was Gigi Day and Grandson Day. But you know what? Nice. I want to thank them and the Bay Area Concierge Association, because they gave us some tickets to get over there, and I had some time. Here it is. Sex change. Okay, do you want to read this, James? It's pretty interesting.
Do I want to read it? You think I can read it?
Well, you have glasses on. I have right here.
Take them off to read. Sex change. For parrotfish, changing sex is not unusual. Most hatch out of as females, but if there is a shortage of males, any female can just change into a male in just a few days.
Did you know
that?
That's
my dad. It took him a few days, too.
Yeah.
Parrotfish live in groups headed by one brightly colored super male.
Oh,
have you ever seen a parrotfish in the water?
No.
Okay, it's huge. It's like a horse. It's terrifying. It's got a beak. Matter of fact, the Bahamas,
right?
All that white sand, that is literally parrotfish poo. It's coral that's been eaten and granulated and then deposited on the ocean floor over time. So I don't mess with parrotfish, man. I don't like, they make me weary of the ocean sometimes.
Oh, there's a gorgeous fish. It looked like a tropical, I don't know. It was
gorgeous,
really pretty.
Until it eats you.
Yeah. that was really fun. It was my first time there. But I saw the big brilliance of the sea out there on the cruise, and I used to go on that back in the days. It's going to be a while.
That's my island.
I know. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, my gosh. So let's go around. Tom Wise is here, and Tom won the last Thursday's comedy open mic night. There were about 30 comics there, I think, right? Or 28? Or
20? Well, I mean, some people left. Couple of comics left.
Yeah, it was a good crowd.
And some didn't show up, but others did. So there's about 20 comics. You brought your family.
Yes, I did. We had
Carrie brought her family, right? Her friends.
Yeah.
I brought a few friends. It was a pretty good crowd.
Shout out to Russo's. There were only two servers on that night, and they busted
Devin and Lena.
So congrats. Like, thank you, ladies.
Yeah, I call her my daughter-in-law.
Thank you, Devin and Lena.
Yeah, because she dated my son, and then, you know, of course, Lena's my sister-in-law.
Right on.
Yeah. Cool. So we're family at Russo's, which is Russo's Pizza. I will tell you, they have their best wings, 2233 Gulf to Bay Boulevard, Clearwater. And Russo's Pizza, you can actually call them, and they do deliver in the area. So if anybody's interested, you know, their pizza. What's your favorite food over there that you tried so far? Anybody?
Pizza.
Their pizza?
Yeah, the pepperoni pizza is my favorite.
Pizza was great.
Yeah, and their slices, they have slices as well. So the number is 727 6 727-6424. I have glasses in front of me. I should read them
off. Just come out Thursday, please. Your listeners need to come out Thursday for open mic comedy.
And by
come out.
Let
the adults come out and stretch their legs and take a load off and listen to some jokes.
Yes. And 727-648-4304. You can order pizza and delivery and go to their website. Keep up with data because I put a lot of photos and videos up there on Russo's New York Style Pizza.
On Uber Eats,
I was just going to make a come out joke like it's not just like a sexuality thing.
Like ejaculate. Do you guys get it? Like ejaculate.
There goes
you
the
took
license.
That a whole nother way, man. I was just. I was
we have comics
like,
here.
Like sexuality. Yeah, like come out and be like, I'm gay. Like that? Was that the joke? Do that joke.
Or you can come out and be a newbie like me. It was my fourth time.
It's a better joke when you allude to it and you don't actually say it. That's what
comedic time is. Oh, like ejaculate. You mean like when I said ejaculate a second ago?
Hey, I like your jacket on today. I like your jacket on today. It's a really nice jacket.
Because it sounds like ejaculate.
Anyway, so we have like 7 minutes left. So does anyone want to go around and do a stand-up for our drivers?
Start over.
A stand up, sit down. A little bit of your comedy.
We actually met Tom Wise out at the World Series of Comedy. I know you're you've been a working comic for longer than any of us, right? Like you got something.
Yeah, a couple of years. Sure. I can tell.
Tell us about your life on the road.
How about if I tell one of my famous NASA jokes?
I'm gonna do it.
NASA is planning a manned space mission to Mars. It's a one-way trip.
Mm-hmm.
No one's ever coming back. Over 20,000 people applied to go.
Yeah.
How crappy is your life on this planet to apply for a one-way trip to Mars? I filled out two applications. One for my cranky neighbor, one for my ex-wife. Have a good trip, honey.
Yes.
We're keeping it clean, right?
Yes, we are. And you're going to be hosting this next week at Russo's.
Yeah, I'm doing 15 minutes on Thursday night. 15, 20
Super
minutes.
Fun.
Featuring,
yeah.
The winner gets to feature.
Yeah. So, take it away, Rachel Ray. You've got a little stand-up comedy about something, or you wanted to talk about some things, or therapy, or...
Therapy, we could get into a serious conversation, but I thought we were here to laugh a little.
We are.
So, therapy, actually, I've done therapy. I'll go ahead and dive into that. And it is hard, and it's with any kind of healing, you hurt before you heal.
Yeah.
That's just a fact. So therapy is hard, and a lot of people do quit, but they need the encouragement of their friends and family. Now, when they encourage them to go the other way, you know, that's maybe they want to go to the funeral for the deli snacks. I'm in it. I know personally I'm in it for the crab cakes. Like, I would maybe take someone out to eat and then be like, oh, I'm so happy their funeral's here because I get the finger foods.
Well, I think, you know, we were talking about when I came in, what happened last week. My husband has this little box that I thought was for me. It was on the counter, and it's shaking, and I hear something in it. I think it's like a ring or a necklace or something, and I'm shaking, and he walks in the door and goes, don't open it! And I go, what do you mean? He goes, it's my dog from when I was a teenager. It was in a little urn box. I didn't even know at the bottom.
Kept his dog.
I had a word, some pet cemetery stuff was going down.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Did you hear about the people that I have where they are taking sign up for people that when the rapture comes, that they will take care of your pets if you are gone? Did you? It's
really?
On Google.
You know, my mom refuses to get life insurance because she's worried that she might get raptured and then waste the money.
Oh, you got a praying mother. That's amazing.
I've got somebody who's going to really screw me over when she's dead. You think I make enough money to pay the mortgage off of my weekly showcase at McDinton St. Pete every Monday at 8 p.m. We've got some of the best touring and working comics in Southwest Florida at McDinton St. Pete. I know we're only broadcasting to Clearwater, so you guys probably won't make it down. But boy, if you mention this radio spot, not a lot's going to happen.
You get a free hug.
There you go.
No. Hey, my therapist, we're still on therapy, right?
Yeah.
All right, my therapist killed herself.
Oh,
and it's
scary.
Really hard not to take that personally. It's hard not to take that personally, especially because the last thing she did was write me a referral. And then when I got to that guy and I mentioned her name, he acted like maybe they had a history. So I can't prove that this is what happened, but I think that I went to therapy And I was so miserable to be around that she killed herself.
Wow.
And then sent me to one of her enemies.
Oh, my God.
Good heavens.
Well, thank God for praying mother that you have. By the way, give your social media, too.
Well, I'm just on...
You can
just
also
on,
follow Tom Wise at MJ Comic on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm just on Facebook, Tom Wise Tampa. And I'm also at the Snappers tonight in a contest, if you'd like to see a lot of funny
Snappers,
comics.
Snappers, okay.
Yep. It starts at 7:30 tonight. And then, of course, Thursday I'll be doing the feature spot. And
at Russo's.
Yes, at Russo's.
So, you know, real quick, I have just this came to mind. You're talking about your mom and the rapture and insurance. Uh-huh. Did you ever have, because my mother, we were brought up, here's where what happened. My grandson was over at the house, and we're getting in the car to go someplace, and apparently he went in the car earlier. And I'm looking around the house for him. He's 11. I'm like, oh my God, he's been raptured. I've been left. But I'm not left because I'm a praying woman and I know God. And I kept looking for him for 15 minutes. He's in the car.
Oh.
Yeah, people ask, people will ask you, are you afraid to not believe in God? But God is the one who asked us to circumcise ourselves because he didn't think we could properly clean our penis.
Okay.
So I'm a little more worried that God doesn't believe in me.
What goes on in your head?
Yeah.
Have you been listening?
You're reminding me of that TikTok song. Crap. Do you ever have one of those people that, what is going on in their head?
Like Cirque du Soleil should hire him for psychedelic ideas.
Yeah, you'd be great for that.
It's fantastic.
You're really keeping up, Rachel. What's your Instagram and TikTok information?
Yes.
Okay, this is it. Can you see it?
No, you have to say it.
No, I can't see it. You have to say it out loud.
RACHAELRAE
_RACHAELRAE.
You suck.
I know.
Many things.
She's so upset with my
They're like
right
brother
now.
And sister here. and you gave it all?
I think so. It's R-A. Rachel Ray _Ray. That's me. Rachel Ray _Ray. Like, yeah.
There you
go. Got it.
And James, give your social media.
Oh, yeah. It's Mac James on Instagram. James Esterline on Facebook. James Esterline, comedian bartender. Come to Lever Rocks and hang out with me at my bar. You get a free show every day.
Cool.
And then I come to Russo's Thursday night.
Yeah. We want to thank Norman over there. I do have to shout this out. Beaming Hope Church. It's free fun for the whole family on the 21st, this Friday at 6:30 p.m. They're giving away 4 tickets to Legoland, gift cards, restaurants and stores, grilled hot dogs, ice cream, bounce house, clowns, clothes for all ages. They have tons of clothes, accessories, music and more. Don't miss this location. 11000 110th North in Largo. And it starts at 6:30 p.m. And it's really a fun spot. They always have a once a month something giveaway. So there you go. If you have children, and come out to beaminghope.org and check it out. All right. And Beaming Hope on Facebook. We have 2 minutes left, everybody. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. And that's just me. And that's how I live my life, as well as anybody else want to give a 2-minute comment on anything.
I'll tell you what happened at Lever Rocks at my bar the other day.
Yeah.
This guy sat down. He'd never been there before. And I got him his drink. And he asked me, how do you guys make your hush puppies here? And I'm like, well, out back, we've got a little puppy pen. And when one of them gets a little too loud, just grab him up. He's like, ruff, ruff, ruff. And I snap his little puppy neck, you know. And I played him. I take him a little melon baller. And I scoop up the little puppy. And I put him in the...
Fryer.
Put him in the deep fryer, I'm saying the thing.
I've been to the fryer.
Yeah, and then we plate him and serve him to you, Tom. Yeah, I'm on a hush kitten diet, though. I'm on a diet,
so. You don't have nightmares at night?
Same way. We make them the same way out back. There's a little kitty cat pen, and I just go out there, and I get the loudest one, and he's like, meow, 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 and I snap his little kitty neck. And then, of course, we take a melon baller and scoop him out. Put him in the deep fryer.
I've been to the fair.
And then I plate him and serve him up to you folks. Hush kittens are really good. Hush puppies, ours are the best.
Like you make the
We don't use chihuahuas either, by the way. Those are too spicy. The chihuahuas are too spicy. These are like Great Danes, St. Bernards, because you get like 160 out of them instead of just like a chihuahua, you get like 8 or 9.
Oh my God.
So come by Lever Ox.
Okay.
Your turn.
Well, anyway, stay tuned for another amazing show with Hollywood Connection Special. And we have like, 52 seconds left? And I guess Shane was busy. Shane is a super famous comic on like HBO specials, so hopefully we'll get him on next week. So hopefully, or the week before, because I have Miracle Stories next week and the following week. So stay tuned. We'll be back with another amazing show. Don't go away.